Radio stations of DoorCountyDailyNews.com. I'm Tim Coles, and the COVID-19 vaccine being distributed nationwide right now. I believe I heard that more people got vaccinated yesterday in Wisconsin than actually tested positive for it. So we're certainly stepping in the right direction. Received some bad news earlier this week where Door County Public Health had to cancel some of its vaccination appointments due to high demand but low supply. So we're checking in this morning with Door County Medical Center President and CEO Brian Stevens. And good morning, Brian. And how does the vaccination distribution look on your end of things at the hospital?
Good morning, Tim. Thank you for contacting us, and thank you for asking. So far, we've been fortunate. We so far have received all the vaccine that we've needed to take care of vaccinating the folks who we've scheduled over the last couple of weeks. Up until a couple of weeks ago, anytime we had requested vaccine from the state, we had received the amount that we requested. And it wasn't until after they opened the over 65 population that we started to see some of our requests coming in short. So a couple of weeks ago, we had requested 500, and we actually received 400. And then this week, we received 500. We had actually requested 800 this week to try to help with some of the backlog, but we only received 500. But fortunately, that's been enough to vaccinate all of the people who we've had scheduled. So at this point, we've not had to cancel anyone, but it's really on a week-by-week basis.
And obviously, how do you make that balance, I guess, first of all, you know, making sure that you request what you're able to handle? And then second of all, you know, are there plans in place just in case people get kind of going, well, I'm not going to get vaccinated here, and just start kind of jumping around, you know, between the public health and your supply, or even going outside the area to get vaccinated?
Yeah, to an extent, we're okay with that. I mean, obviously, we would love to be able to serve our entire community, and that's our goal, to be able to do that. And honestly, between us and public health, we've put the infrastructure in place to have the capacity to deliver about 1,200 vaccinations a week to our community, which is a pretty good pace given our population. Unfortunately, the supply just hasn't been there. And so I know there have been a number of people who have registered for a vaccine with us, have scheduled a time with public health, maybe have looked down in Green Bay at the Prevea vaccination site down at UWGB, and that's understandable. I mean, I can understand why people would be searching around trying to find the place where they can get it the quickest. The one thing that we would ask is, you know, if you schedule with us and you end up getting it somewhere else, please call us and let us know so that we can cancel that appointment, free it up for someone else. So far, I don't think that's been a big issue. I know it's been happening. And again, it's fine. It's understandable that people are going to look for the fastest place that they can get it.
And how happy are you with your ability to be able to kind of meet most of the demand, if not all the demand, for vaccines?
Again, I think that we've been very fortunate. I think part of the difference between us and public health is that we've been allocated the Moderna vaccine and public health has been allocated the Pfizer vaccine. And within the last couple of weeks, there's been more availability of the Moderna vaccine. I think that's just by chance. You know, I mean, again, that's why I say we've been fortunate. I don't think it's a result of anything that we've done differently than public health, and I feel really badly for the situation as a whole in the community that anybody's had to have their appointment canceled. But it could switch. You know, within a few weeks, we could have more Pfizer vaccine availability and less Moderna. So we're just trying to keep tabs on it both at the national level and at the state level, and hopefully we won't have to cancel anyone. Next week, I think, is really our crunch time. We have 800 first doses scheduled for next week. That'll be our single biggest week if we have the vaccine to do it. And we should find out on Friday or Saturday of this week whether or not we'll be able to do that.
And then finally, before we let you go, as we mentioned yesterday, once again, this is what I believe I heard, that more people were vaccinated in the state than the number of positive tests. Door County yesterday put up a goose egg in those types of categories. Of course, with all this, we're knocking on wood, hoping that it continues. But how encouraging is that from your seat?
I think it's really encouraging. I mean, we have a dashboard that we keep internally. We've made it available to some people in the public. Like, I know the school systems look at it and that sort of thing, just to judge where we're at as a community and where we are in terms of inpatients. But one of the things we started including on our dashboard is the total number of vaccinations given. So in Door County, we're approaching 4,000 vaccinations given. As you know, in Door County, we've only had 2,354 total positive cases since the beginning of all of this. So we've already well exceeded the number of total positive cases with the number of vaccinations given in Door County.
Very good. Well, Brian, we thank you so much for the update from Door County Medical Center, and stay safe.
Thank you very much.
I'm Tim Coles reporting for DoorCountyDailyNews.com.